And I realized that magnesium, as the supplement that is present in most metabolic functions in the body, is so important. Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Welcome, welcome, welcome to 1111. This is the day to manifest. This is the day to set intention and bring things into the reality. I am coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, as I'm traveling around the country doing a little work, visiting some of my best friends. And while I'm sitting down here to record, I had the level of awareness how much we have done in the last 80 episodes, how much technology, supplements, human upgrades we have covered. Now, there's huge value there. And at the same time, I feel like it's just information after information after information. Now, we put it in a valuable, digestible format, and there's value to review. So when I have guests on, when I resonate with their energy, when they have an offering that really, really, really sparks me up, I'm usually going to be out there trying it. I'm going to do the tests. I'm going to look at my heavy metals. I'm going to look at my daily glucose blood monitoring, whatever it is. And I'm normally going to have some feedback. Now, I don't go back again and always talk about the things I'm doing, but I thought, wouldn't it be unique to just have an episode where I talk about some of the biohacks, the human optimization that I'm currently implementing in my life and what I'm seeing. So I had a question on Instagram. Freddie, can you tell us what you're really focusing on now? And I think this is a perfect opportunity to unfold or pull back the curtain and see what I'm doing. So number one is I have changed my source of magnesium. I had always used Magnesium Calm, MagCom. And it's a nice fizzy little drink that I would take at the hours of dusk, and it would ready my body for sleep, calm me down a little bit, and it ensures a beneficial bowel movement in the morning. That's right. We started off this podcast with bowel movements. However, since doing an interview with Wade Lightheart, who is the CEO of Bioptimizers, I was really inspired to try their product called Magnesium Breakthrough, which has all the elemental forms of magnesium in a perfectly buffered format. Now, again, supplements are supplements are supplements. I roll my eyes a little bit because what I've done over the last 2 years is I've dramatically decreased what I'm taking every day. I used to travel home for Christmas with 2 shopping bags of supplements. It's a little pocket handful now. However, I was pretty inspired by what Wade had to say about the research that had gone into specifically this magnesium. And I'm about 2 weeks in, and I have to say, this magnesium is a game changer. 2 reasons I started this. Number one, I was reminded how deficient our food supply is in nutrients. I got the example from Wade that one peach 60 years ago is the equivalent of 50 peaches today to get the same nutrient profile from food. And kind of the lights went on in my brain, and I realized that magnesium, as the supplement that is present in most metabolic functions in the body, is so important. And when we're deficient in magnesium, what we're going to notice is poor sleep. We're going to notice extra soreness or fatigue after a gym or the workout. And we're going to also notice generally a trend towards constipation. So implementing this supplement over the last 2 weeks, I have to say it's an absolute game changer. Magnesium Breakthrough. I'm not going to rave about this like it's a commercial, but I'm going to tell you that everything is moving perfectly, and I'm noticing it in my tissues, my tendons, and muscles. I'm just not as sore as I usually am. And that's a big thing for me. You know, there's unfortunately, along with this entrepreneurship, recording podcasts and running businesses, there's a lot of time sitting or in front of a computer. I can't always be as mobile as I might want. And as we age, there's cobwebs. And I just feel great on this magnesium. So I am currently up to, and you can kind of keep moving until you find your optimal dose, but I'm taking about 4 capsules of this magnesium breakthrough a day. And I think if you're in that camp where you could use a little help with focus and brain fog and energy and digestion, oh my goodness, you're like, why don't we just all take this? And that might be a good point. So I have a discount code for Magnesium Breakthrough on the podcast. It is Beautifully Broken 10, all caps. And that is the jam. And I would implore you to go listen to Wade Lightheart from Bioptimizers. He was just a boss of an interview and just an awesome human being. And just, you know, kind of, he lit me up. It was like listening to a sermon. Okay, so the second thing I'm really focusing on is water quality. I'm changing my awareness around water. For a long time on my health journey, I filtered my water with a reverse osmosis system. We could break that down for the next hour, or I could simply say a reverse osmosis system has a membrane that allows it to pull out some of the higher level toxicity items in the water table. Being in New York City, I know what my risk factor is. The pipes that the water goes from the water treatment center, which is not ideal, into my apartment is compromised at best. So I wanted to be sure I filtered everything. What I never really took into awareness, and this was a long time, I wasn't remineralizing my water. Now, I would sometimes add a pinch of sea salt, but I got to say, this was probably, there was a 2 or 3 year chunk in my journey back towards wellness where I wasn't remineralizing. And I was depleting the water of its essential minerals. The mental picture is that I just want you to visualize water. Water with minerals carries energy. It carries life. It carries charge. And it's so important to do. So there's a bunch of brands out there. There's a million ways you could do this. One that I've been experimenting with is called Quinton Isotonic. Now, I think I'm saying that right. Quinton Isotonic. And it's a level of the sea, it's sea plasma from I think about 100 feet down, and there's phytoplankton and minerals and energy, and you can feel your energy shift by adding little glass ampoules to your water. Now, Quinton Isotonic is very charged. It would be like the medicine. And then there is Quinton Hypertonic, that would just be like, it's a little less intense. But I've been adding these glass ampoules to my water. They're great to travel with. And I do feel an energetic shift when I hydrate with this Quinton Scientific. Now, fun fact, Quinton so closely resembles the chemical structure to human blood that it was used in World War I for transfusions. The more you know. If you want to learn more about water, another human being I suggest you look up is Robert Slovac. He is like the water guru. I hope to have him on. Let's just manifest. It's 11:11. Robert Slovac, I would love you to be on the Beautifully Broken podcast and talk all about water. So we could do that. We could do that if we wanted. The other level of awareness that I have around water is that water holds. This is going to sound so woo-woo. Water holds memory. Water holds a charge. Water can be imprinted through prayer. Isn't that wild? I've seen so many scientific papers, scientific methodology proving the science of prayer lately. It's very inspiring. And I'll be honest with you, it's what my heart needs right now. But I listened to a doctor talk about a clinical trial in which they gave half the patients heparin, which is a blood thinner. Monitored the blood, and then they gave the other half water. However, the water was charged with the resonant frequency of the heparin, and the outcomes were the same on both sides of the study. So again, I keep seeing this pop up, intention, prayer, water has a memory. And with water having a memory, what that brings up for me is I just need to have some care some awareness, some intention on how I am hydrating my body. So I would implore the audience to have that same intention around how you're hydrating your body, and your body will work better when you treat it with such love. So the other thing, we're coming down the list. We had magnesium, we had water. Now we're at foods. So I am in the experimentation phase of adding foods back into my diet after going through, I talk about this all the time, you guys are probably tired of it, Lyme and mold and cancer and all these surgeries. I had a very compromised small intestine and digestive system. So for me, I was down to 8 foods at one time that were not causing allergic reactions. My body was in fight or flight. Everything was a threat, and that could have been cheese or bacon or pasta or an avocado or lettuce sometimes. Yeah, true enough, just lettuce. So as I've gotten better, as my gut's healed, as I can have more and more foods, I have been really, really expanding my palate, with the exception of not including grains. Now, there's a reason I don't include grains. Grains are synonymous with glyphosate. Glyphosate is Roundup. It is the most prominent chemical in the world. I've done an episode on this, something about Cheerios and glyphosate. It was way back in the beginning of the podcast. But I know we have about 100 times the levels of glyphosate and Roundup on our food supply in the States, especially grains. They're very, very dirty. So what I look for are substitutes. And I have found a pasta made from cassava flour that I absolutely love the taste, the texture, and the palatability. It is like floating on a cloud. I have made some wonderful pasta dishes with goat cheese and grass-fed beef and honey mustard dressing. Oh, I mean, just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And this is called, it's a cassava pasta. It is from Jovial Foods. And I had always seen this box around. And then if I do a little digging, I go to Jovial Foods, and Jovial makes a bunch of stuff, all focused on non-GMO, organic, extra clean, super healthy for the environment, and made for people that are sensitive, just like you and me. So this was a wonderful discovery. Jovial Foods, I'm seeing them carried in more and more health food stores, but of course you can get it right on Amazon because Jeff Bezos needs more of our money. That was a joke. But I have to tell you, it's a wonderful, wonderful tasting pasta. I actually make it in the Instapot in 1 minute. So expanding the palate. The other thing that I want to mention about food is that I have been experimenting with eating times. So as you might have heard, I am a big believer in fasting, extending the eating window. But what I would do is I would skip breakfast and I would eat a small lunch and a late dinner. Now, I've flipped that on its head in the last 2 weeks because one diagnostic that I got back from looking at some testing was that I am a slow oxidizer and I trend towards fatigue. Now, I don't feel fatigued, but because the way my body is storing minerals, my hair mineral analysis test showed that I'm a slow oxidizer and I need to watch my adrenal glands. So if you're adrenally compromised, your adrenal glands, they sit right on top of your kidney. They're the size of a lima bean and they're a small little organ that releases all these wonderful hormones and stress hormones. If you are adrenally challenged, fasting might not be the best thing for you. Now, knowing that fact from my diagnostic testing, another thing I learned is that protein with meals is a really good thing for me. So what I've done is I've taken the fasting and I've sort of flipped it on its head. I'm still eating in a smaller window, but I'm starting the day or earlier in the day for me with a meal, including protein. And again, I've felt more relaxed. I've felt more calm. I can feel the nervous system tone is affected in as little as a week. So while I do really like not eating, I can have a cup of coffee and be fine till 6 p.m. I know that sounds extreme, but that's just the way my body is. I'm going to flip this around. So I'm experimenting with changing eating windows. Again, I got some information back as a slow oxidizer, experiencing some adrenal stress. I'm going to benefit the organs and organ systems of my body with additional protein. So again, level of awareness around food, level of awareness around eating times. I know the benefits of fasting. However, right now it seems that I'm going to play with nurturing my body with nutrition from an earlier time in the day. The other thing, you're like, Freddie, how many things are we going to do? The other thing, I'm going to do 4 or 5. The other experiment that I'm playing with right now is a wearable technology called X39. X39 is a stem cell activation patch. We've all heard of stem cells. I've done stem cell injections and PRP. And, you know, you spin the blood, you get the plasma, you put it back into the joint, your body heals with those beneficial cells. Now, these procedures are very expensive and they're costly and they're time consuming and there's recovery time. I have come across a company called LifeWave. They have a patch called X39. And what this patch does is it is a dermal patch. Nothing passes through the body, but it actually sends a frequency back into the body and upregulates a peptide called GHK copper. You can see so many studies online about GHK upregulating stem cell production. So this patch is said to turn on thousands of beneficial genes, drop anxiety, increase your natural stem cell production. And the price point of this patch, I wear it for 12 hours on, 12 hours off. It is under the cost of a cup of coffee a day. This is going to be a game changer for most people. I am experimenting. I'm in month 2. One thing that's changed for me, my body temperature's gone up. Always trended cold since I went through all my health shenanigans. So body temperature increases. In fact, my first 2 weeks, I actually felt like I had a fever, which is new for me in the last 10 years. And I really do feel that I think this is going to be a game changer in the health and wellness market. So you can see, I actually have a link on Freddie Set Go for the X39, but you can also, again, message me, ask me my response. I've started a few friends on it in my inner circle who have also experienced some good benefits. I have my mom doing it. So listen, if I'm going to dish it out to mom, I'm a believer. And the inventor of this patch, David Schmidt, is just, he's a genius, and they are coming out with more stuff all the time. They have all kinds of cool products, skin products and glutathione patches and carnosine patches for muscle growth. So I've just tried the X39 so far. I'm going to stick with this one for a few months, but that is another cool wearable technology. Again, who would have thought we could upregulate our own stem cell production? Stem cell production drops dramatically after 60 years old. So again, I don't want to live forever. But the time I'm here, I want to live in vibrant, robust health. I've been sick long enough, so I'm not going to take any chances. So that's another thing that I have added to the list. Listen, if you are on my Instagram, Freddie Set Go, and if you haven't joined me on Instagram yet, it's pretty much where I hang out. I do hang out on Facebook. Let me just throw a disclaimer. The censoring as of late is upsetting. Nature of the beast. I know people say all the right, they say my freedom of speech is being taken away. Well, it's, you know, these companies are private companies. And in my opinion, they can do what they want. But there are alternatives. With that whole long sidebar, I hang out on Facebook and Instagram a lot. And if you see my Instagram, you see pictures of me continuing to swim into November, where I am jumping into ice cold pools. I'm doing that the first thing in the morning. Saying that out loud, that might not be great for my adrenal stress, slow oxidizer status, but I'm doing it because I really do feel amazing. I love starting the day with a cold plunge. There is so much amazing science behind cold therapies and beneficial science behind even a cold shower. So upregulates BDNF, that's brain-derived nootropic factor. This is a neuroprotective, friends, and this is a cheap, everybody has the cold water dial in their shower. Everybody can do it for free. I really enjoy things that we don't have to pay for. And I'm going to just throw out this little sidebar again. When I coach somebody, I try to do 2 sessions where we don't buy anything. Sometimes it's unavoidable. We're going to get some supplements. We're going to get some technology. We're going to get some red lights. We're going to get a sauna in because we are all benefiting when we sweat. However, I really try to do what we can do for free. And there's a lot that you don't have to pay for. There's a lot you don't have to pay for out there that is as simple as turning that dial on the shower to freeze your butt off. Friends, that's pretty much it. That's my jam for today. I want to say that I'm honored that anyone makes it through one of these episodes. I am honored that you spend time with me. I know how much information is out there. I know how busy we all are. I know that sitting down and spending time with a podcast is a choice. And I honor you with my heart for listening to this. If you're on the other end of this podcast, you were meant to be here. So with that, I'm going to sign off for the day. I implore you to get in touch with me. I implore you to take time daily to breathe, to be with your thoughts, to come into your own body, to dedicate time to upregulate your human bag of muscle and bones and have the best experience possible on planet Earth. This was a solo-sode. I don't do these all the time, but they are fun. I do enjoy them. And next week, we'll be back with a guest. We'll be back with somebody fabulous. But I love you and namaste. Ladies and gentlemen, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are at season two. I think this is the beginning of something really beautiful. So one way to support the podcast is to head over to freddysetgo.com and check out Freddy's Faves, where I've linked every five-star product and healing modality you hear about on the show. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the discount code. Please know they don't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. So check out Freddy's Faves on freddysetgo.com. My heart honestly thanks you for tuning in. And if you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a five-star review. It gives us the virtual thumbs up that we're doing things right. If you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at freddysetgo or freddysetgo.com through email. Now, this is a message from my vast legal team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your physician for any medical issues that you might be having. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is hurting. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you.